we interrupt our regular schedule to bring you the following special news report.
Ladies and gentlemen, by now the entire world is aware that a catastrophe, unprecedented in human history, has claimed the lives of countless thousands, perhaps even millions of people in a global disaster. There was no warning. The whole world was caught unaware. The news departments of the three major television networks have established this information center to bring you the latest reports on the disaster. The strangest part of it all is that although there are countless bodies and many, many visible victims, there also are constant reports that untold numbers of persons apparently vanished without a clue as to how or why. And there isn't a person in the whole world who isn't, and I use the phrase, scared by this event. And I guess that's the frightening part of this mystery. First, there were these fragmentary reports coming in from scattered points, and then it became obvious a little later that the whole world was involved. Every nation, people of all ages, both sexes. Well, after 30 hours, we are still trying to find out what happened and what is happening now. Apparently, the President of the United States is missing. And for the past hour, we've been trying to get in touch with the White House, but there still is no word on that. Meanwhile, the reports continue to pour into our information center, and here are some of the latest. It's a complete mystery. It happened at 8:23 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. People around the world vanished without a trace, causing panic, confusion, and a chain reaction of natural and man-made disasters. This was followed by earthquakes and tidal waves and the most severe weather changes in history. There are also reports of many blackouts in major cities around the world. People have vanished from cars, planes, offices, homes, and factories. The result has been nothing short of chaos. Key military and civilian personnel are missing. The experts disagree as to what actually happened. In fact, there seem really to be no experts. One theory does suggest a mass kidnapping perpetrated from outer space. There is another theory that suggests a so-called rapture, that Christ evacuated all the believers from the earth. And still another source calls it a conspiracy of a foreign power using a mind-changing drug to induce hallucinations. Or another theory calls it a terrible ecological imbalance. Well, we really don't know. No one does. But we will try to bring you as many reports as we possibly can, as together we try to piece together this puzzling mystery. And now for our first report. This is the latest from Washington, and here is a report from NBC correspondent Don Mather.
There's still general chaos here in Washington, and nothing but silence from the White House. It's rumored that the President of the United States is either dead or among the missing. In addition, reliable sources tell us at least 17 members of the Cabinet, Congress, and the House of Representatives are missing. An hour ago, Congressman Edward Campbell, leader of the House, told us that he was taking the initiative to arrange a combined emergency session of both houses of Congress. Until we can confirm further news from Washington, this is Don Mather for NBC News.
We will continue to maintain close contact with developments in Washington, and while there are only these sketchy reports, such as that unconfirmed rumor about the president, it's difficult to imagine anyone not aware of the crisis by now. I've been informed we're ready now to show some filmed reports from around the world, and first, this report from Anchorage, Alaska.
Tragedy struck here yesterday after at least two air traffic controllers disappeared while three airliners were being guided into a fog-shrouded Anchorage airport last night. The result? All three crashed, with a total of 847 lives lost. Wreckage from the tragic crash spilled over 17 acres and has disabled the major runways. It was the worst air disaster in aviation history.
That report was from Sam Carter in Anchorage, Alaska, and similar stories have been coming in from all over the globe. There were some other transportation tie-ups and disasters worldwide. From overseas comes this report from England. On a highway north of London, a traffic accident of unbelievable proportions involving 317 cars and trucks. 87 people were killed as panic-stricken citizens tried to flee the cities, ignoring all laws and safety precautions. Chain reaction crashes like this one in England have occurred everywhere. In our country alone, the unofficial highway death count is almost 13,000. And there are other transportation disasters as well. Trains have been affected by crashes, fires, and disruptions. Many were wrecked when switchmen failed to respond when needed. It'll be days before the tracks are cleared and repaired. Martial law has been invoked in Washington, and curfews regarding travel following these tragic accidents and transportation tie-ups. The restrictions imposed call for no travel by citizens except in emergencies. Elsewhere, hospitals and rescue teams are working around the clock with casualties, trying to hold the death count to a minimum. However, rescue operations were hampered by panic. Mental collapse and coronaries are the most prominent difficulties facing these overworked medical teams, and the casualties are brought by automobile, ambulance, and helicopter, where the life and death battle for survival begins. In many cases, the victims make it in time. Often, however, it is too late. Temporary morgues are being set up in nearby schools for those who lose this race with death. Medical staffs also must deal with fear and hysteria, as scores of hospitals report the sudden and mysterious disappearances of many patients, some right in the middle of an operation. And every hospital we contacted reports babies and small children who vanished from maternity nurseries and pediatric wards. The confusion, fear, the panic, and the hysteria all hover in the background of these hospitals and these aid stations, but for the most part, order and level-headed coolness are displayed by the overworked medical teams. As a matter of... Well, here is a report from Portugal on the earthquake damage there, and are we ready for that? We are ready for that report from Portugal now.
The earthquake chain that rocked Europe and the Middle East also caused widespread damage in southern Portugal. Mountains literally shook themselves apart. The earthquake registered 9.7 on the Richter scale. Thousands were killed, and entire villages were leveled by intense shockwaves, hampering all attempts at rescue. Only a handful of rescuers have been able to get into the stricken areas. Meanwhile, another earthquake in Uruguay, South America, records a chilling sight, telling how the earth literally vomited up coffins and split open tombs of the dead. Hysterical survivors at the scene reported seeing corpses vanishing before their eyes. These unconfirmed rumors have terrorized local villages, and although most of the coffins are still occupied, enough are empty to give these villagers who claim they witnessed some sort of resurrection the only proof they need. This is Charles Collins, ZBS News, reporting.
Meanwhile, let's take a look at this update on the disaster with these reports. In addition to that Anchorage plane crash, which claimed 847 lives, news now comes to us of at least three other airliner crashes in the east and two in the south, which are still unconfirmed. Flights missing and presumed lost include Global Flight 103 to Atlanta and Brandiff 311 to New Orleans. One source says at least one of these is a 747 jetliner. These live reports are coming into us from all over the world, and every one of them seems to tell the same story of death and destruction. This report, just in apparently, says that the National Guard and Armed Force Reserve members are instructed to proceed at once to local armories. And it notes here that this is an alert, and I'll repeat it, all National Guard, Army, Navy, Marine, Air Force, and Coast Guard Reserve members, report to your units at once. This is an official alert. This word is just in from telephone company officials. Be sure, please, to check your telephone receivers at your home or your business, wherever you are. Open lines have been tying up telephone communications all over the United States and all over the world, for that matter. For those of you who have just been able to join us at Disaster News Central here, let me quickly, if I can, recap our continuing coverage of the worldwide disaster. We, of course, have heard a lot of reports from all over the world. And as they have been coming in, I have made a few personal notes that I'd like to refer to in attempting to bring you up to date on what actually is happening around the world. Of course, there have been deaths and injuries by the millions. You heard of that. But the biggest mystery of all seems to be those who apparently vanished. The first reports of missing persons involved a few heads of state in various countries, giving rise to some speculation that perhaps terrorist groups had conspired in some kind of a mass kidnapping. But then, of course, as you know, if you've been following all these reports, information later became available, and it was then obvious that this was not the case. This was not restricted to heads of state, because, well, whatever it is, it involved all kinds of persons all over the world. School teachers and plumbers, doctors, housewives, even preachers, young people, children, older persons, and from every conceivable station and every position in life, and from every nation, too. In other words, there seems to be, and this is the mystifying and frightening thing about all the situation, there is no pattern to the mystery, which makes it almost impossible for anyone to unravel. Then, of course, came the disasters and the quakes and the fires and the crashes and the panic and just death after death coming into our casualty count board here in the studio. Now, that part, the death count, is still occurring. But strangely, the vanishing of people has stopped. The mass disappearance of millions obviously occurred all over the world at exactly the same instant, in a period no longer than the blinking of an eye. And no one knows yet how or why. And that's what we're trying to find out. Words on the casualties keep coming in, of course. There's a tremendous rising count of dead and injured, although the death toll does not approach that of the missing total. And no one has escaped being affected in some personal way. Well, reliable sources say the president, many other key leaders are among the dead or the missing, and all kinds of rumors persist about the disaster and its side effects. Reports include the danger of collapsing world economy, communication problems, there have been transportation difficulties, health and municipal services, as well as major governments. All in all, it's mankind's darkest hour. And we've preempted our regular programming in order to bring you continuing coverage of this event.